I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, this is Real Talk, also known as the Netflix of podcasts. I am Jeremy, and here with me is my sexy man beast, known as
Doug.
We have a wonderful show for you all. We have some news, some giveaways, and more. Speaking of a giveaway, Doug, why don't we give away Game of Thrones Season 3?
Oh my gosh, let's do it.
You want to?
Yes, most definitely.
All right, in order to win this, you must, it's very simple, you must do something that has Game of Thrones relatedness to it.
That's right. You can draw us a picture. You can bake a cake that's Game of Thrones. I don't really know how you'd share that with us. I guess just take a picture of it and send it to us. Make a video, make a comic, Photoshop some crap, build something in Minecraft, build something with Legos. Just make something, just do something creative that's Game of Thrones related. Submit it to us on Facebook, Twitter, whatever.
At Real Talk Film.
At Real Talk Film. You know, we'll pick our favorites. We'll post our favorites on our website. And then we'll send you a digital copy. If you won, we'll send you the digital copy of Season 3 of Game of Thrones.
Just in time.
Just in time for Season 4.
For Season 4. So.
That's right. Season 4 starts April 6th. The deadline for our competition is March 15th at 11:59 p.m. So it's like, you know, if it's at midnight the 16th. Sorry.
So get it in. Get your submissions in. We can't wait to see what you got. Other than that, let's get right into the news, shall we?
Let's do it.
It's the most spectacular, magnificent, and important news you'll hear all day.
Or not. Doug, I need one of those cups that do not fall. Like that don't tip over and fall. This cup right here, I almost knocked over onto the soundboard.
That would have been disastrous.
It would have. I've done that multiple times to where it's like, it's, you know, I reach for it and tip it and it's sad. If only I had a Film Riot mug.
If only. You can get them at the Triune store online.
Speaking of which, if you haven't listened to our interview with Ryan Connolly, go check it out.
Yeah, that's right. Part two was posted this morning, so mm-hmm. Go listen to it. It's a lot of fun. I think this is one of the better halves of the interview. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, we were cracking each other up a lot.
Oh yeah, yeah, it was pretty great. There's a new rumor in Hollywood that the Matrix trilogy, we're getting a new one. Now this comes from the Latino Review, which has been spot on with a lot of. He started okay. The Latino Review made friends with somebody on the inside and at Warner Brothers. And has been leaking news ever since the Dark Knight Rises, okay? Mm-hmm. And he's been pretty damn spot on.
Yeah, I mean, about a lot of things. A lot of things.
Yeah. So they're planning on this. They're aiming for a 2017 release window. The nature of the news story is uncertain at this point, but the report is claiming that one early treatment was about the birth of the Matrix. So, that'd be kind of neat to see, wouldn't it?
Maybe. I don't know, man. I'm kind of... I don't want to say I'm Matrix out. I feel like it's...
The story's been told?
Not necessarily. I mean, they did stuff in the Animatrix that kind of explained the birth of the Matrix, so I don't feel like it's necessarily new information because I watched that. It could be cool.
Listen, I think that there's a lot of storytelling here because of the fact that the Matrix has been rebuilt so many times as they say in the films. Who knows if that was a lie just to kind of break Neo. But I think that I think it's going to be tough to tell a story without Neo because he is ultimately the what everybody knows is going to happen in the end. And so obviously there's, you know, to show something like the Resistance in the beginning and how humanity fell and the rise of the robots, we're kind of getting into kind of Terminator land, aren't we?
Yeah, Terminator, or even kind of the original Star Wars trilogy where, you know, you meet they're terrible movies, but at the same time, you meet Anakin, but you know this is going to end bad. Like, you know that he's going to be Vader at the end, and yet we still watched it.
And that's the thing, is I think I would still watch these films. Now, a lot of people are like, oh, I didn't like Matrix 2 or 3. And, I enjoyed them. Of course, the original was the best because of the technology that was displayed and yada, yada, yada. But I still think that the stories were strong throughout the entire series. The second one, it's probably my least favorite. But the third one shoots right back up there with the original as to where I really loved where the story went. I loved how it was told. And it was a very beautiful ending. And Doug is done.
It burned me. It was a movie that burned me. Yeah, I felt burned.
I don't know how. I mean, yeah, okay, listen, I will totally 100% give you Dragon Ball Z fight. That's completely, I will give you that.
Groundbreaking visual work and stuff in that movie. Don't get me wrong, all that stuff was really cool to see, but I don't know, man, the whole people dying that don't need to die and all that stuff. Oh. I mean, it was just, eh. And then, like, the whole, like, Jesus thing.
I liked it.
I don't know. Maybe I need to rewatch it. Maybe it's been long enough to where I can go back to it with an open mind. Or try to, anyways.
Well, keep an open mind about Terminator, because we were just talking about it, and we might get a Back to the Future 2 kind of vibe from the new Terminator Origins, or Genesis, whatever they're calling it.
Genesis, yeah.
So, the plot details are this. The new movie is going to interweave in and out of Terminator 1 and Terminator 2. And it's going to revisit some of the key scenes in those movies, and of course, tell its own story at the same time, which is, I don't know, crazy. Man. I don't know. Are you sold on that?
If done right, it's the key to everything, really. If it's done right. If done right, this could be pretty freaking epic. I think it'd be pretty cool to see this the story kind of intertwined with the originals. I think that's part of the problem with some of the later movies, past like the first two, is that, you know, they just felt like cheesy sequels where the first two were just like really great movies. So if they do this right and they intertwine those two back together and they kind of make the whole time travel thing work with them in this case, and we see some of that stuff and it somehow improves upon the story, again, if all done right, it could be phenomenal. Like, I think it sounds awesome. I think it sounds like a really cool idea. Curious how they're going to do it since the movie was filmed, like, you know, in the 80s.
Yeah, if they're going to, of course, they can always reshoot, but you're going to get principal actors back, like Robert Patrick, or, you know, I mean, it's going to be really tough to do all that kind of stuff. But
yeah, and there's always forced perspective stuff where maybe you don't exactly see the face of the person, and it's just, you know,
something's happening
double,
in the background.
Yeah, exactly. A double CG. I mean, we've come a long way. I mean, they're going to be putting Philip Seymour Hoffman in a movie that he didn't finish filming because he died. So who the hell knows what they're going to do? They got to make Arnold look like he's 30 again and not an old fat man. So it's going to be crazy.
Doug, are you an Alfred Hitchcock fan? I know you are.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I guess I could not ask that.
Yeah. I mean,
well, let's,
hey, speaking
let's do
of questions
again.
Real quick,
let's
we have a
this.
Question.
Oh, we
Q&A.
Do. Okay.
It's really silly. I bet I'm interrupted you for this. Hold on. Josie wants to know what's in the cup.
What's in that cup? Josie, I will let you know that cup is filled with just water. Unfortunately,
yeah, just water.
There's not, you're not getting any vodka. So sorry.
Not on tonight's show. You know, remember the time when we used to do this with alcohol?
Yes, things were much more relaxed, but I think we would have lost viewership. I don't know. Maybe we can take a poll and see if people would like to see us do this show a drunk. Maybe we should do a drunk one. A drunk recording.
Maybe when Nick comes into town.
Oh, yeah. We should do that. Okay, so back
to
the
story.
Maybe we are drunk. Yeah. All right, so Alfred Hitchcock made a wonderful movie called Birds.
The Birds.
Maybe you remember it. But it's getting a remake. Do we need
one? This is a yes. Okay, this is a yes and no.
Because yes, you're the expert. I'm not the expert here.
Do we need a remake? That one's kind of up in the air. I don't know. The difference, I mean, it's not a remake of an Alfred Hitchcock movie. That's the thing to keep in mind. This is a remake of the short story or a book, but it's based on a book. The original was, and this one's going to be based on the book and not the Hitchcock film.
Mm-hmm.
So we will see something completely different. They're not going to be the same. The book follows a man and his family, whereas I think the movie followed the woman, the lady character. Which, if you've ever read any of the stuff on Hitchcock and how he used to film stuff, like, you should read up on how he made Birds and the crazy-ass shit that he made these actors do. Not even crazy stuff that he made them do, crazy stuff he did to them. Hmm. Like, throw birds at her.
Really?
He would literally throw birds at her. So there's, like, a scene where, you know, she's ducking from birds flying at her head and she gets, like, cut across the face. Yeah, that's real.
Really?
That actually happened.
What?
Yeah. Hitchcock, phenomenal director, crazy. Crazy McCrazy Pants.
Hmm.
Dude was crazy.
Most directors are, though.
Yeah, I mean, he just pushed that line. What can I make these people do?
Hmm. Well, that's very interesting. I don't know anything about it. I'm not, I'm undecided, so we'll see when it happens.
Yeah, we'll see. And that's the thing. If people keep an open mind, again, that this is a remake based on the book and not the Hitchcock movie, then it could be good. If could be good on its own, even if people think that. But I think that if people just focus on that, like, oh, Hitchcock did it, this is just a remake, then people may not go into it with an open mind and may hate it because they're looking for one thing and not the other.
Yeah. Well, if you haven't gotten enough bitch, Aaron Paul might be in.
What?
Come on, that was a good lead-in. Because that's what he says all the time. And, right?
Yeah, bitch.
Come on. All right, let me redo this. You're taking me off of my game here.
Sorry.
If you're not getting, if you're, damn it. All right. If you need more bitch in your life, Aaron Paul is in serious talks for the Breaking Bad prequel.
I don't know how. Like, I feel like I've heard this news before. I think he's kind of said that he's wanted to do it before. I guess maybe the news is now that he's in serious talks.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense for them to do it. He exists in this universe, obviously, before Walter White. And, like, you know, I'm sure he would at some point maybe run into Saul. Or maybe he knows someone that does work with Saul, yada yada yada. Like, mm-hmm. It makes sense. I hope he makes it on the show.
Well, he may need to, because of the fact that Need for Speed may bomb at the box office.
Yeah, you know, and he says, you know, anything Vince is involved with, I owe him my entire career. And the idea of jumping into the skin of Jesse Pinkman again in his lighter days, because it's a prequel, would be fun. And I agree. I think seeing him as Jesse Pinkman before he gets involved with Walter White would be fun, because hey, he's carefree. To an extent, drug addict, loser. It could be fun, like, just to see him getting in trouble the old-fashioned way.
Well, the Flash photo has been released.
Oh, yeah, man.
This thing looks awesome. Now, we only get a headshot.
Yep.
But it looks, I mean, for TV, now, you got to keep in mind, this is for TV. And of course, it may be for film as well, because he's going to be in the Justice League. But for TV, this looks great.
Yeah,
We did have a complaint. We did have a complaint online, which doesn't make any sense. I'm not going to mention any names, Jason. But the biggest, I mean, here's the thing: you ask for something that you've been wanting your entire life because it's your favorite character.
Uh-huh.
And then you complain when you see it. I think that this entitlement that this country has is ridiculous. Like, you're getting Flash, and the suit looks awesome. Now, to nitpick doesn't make sense.
My thing is, if you want to see what he would look like if he came straight out of the comic book, go watch the Flash series from, like, the 90s or the 80s or whatever the crap that show was on television. That's what it would look like. It would look ridiculous.
Yeah, you got to update it. Now, he did say that He did say that, you know, of course it doesn't work on film, and like, you know, how they did with Captain America with the wings. But I got to say, this thing looks serious.
Yeah. He also didn't like the chin piece, which I can kind of agree with. I do think it looks a little silly, but not enough for me to like hate it. Like I didn't really voice my opinion on it because it didn't really matter. Yeah. But I mean, it's probably my least favorite part, but everything else looks awesome. It looks, I mean, it looks sick. Cool.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Cool.
It looks very cool. So if you want to go check it out, check out Flash's new suit on the interwebs.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I follow Stephen Amell, I think that's how you say his name. The guy that plays Arrow.
Oh, yeah. Stephen Email.
No way. Email, even though it's spelled with an A?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. I was like, really? Anyways, I follow him, and he actually tweeted at the actor that's playing, was it Grant Gustin, will be playing Flash, and he was the one that was on Arrow. But it was cool because when they showed that, he was like, hey, Grant, it's a really super sweet suit or something like that. He was like, I just like that like camaraderie, I guess, on the internet. Like, hey, man, looking good.
Well, time to look at some top box office.
Did you forget what we were doing for a second?
Coming in number five is 3 Days to Kill, making $4.9 million for a total of $20.7 million. Number four, It Won't Die, even though it's a terrible movie, The Monuments Men, making $5 million for a total of $65.7 million. Number three, The Lego Movie. It is officially past the $1 billion mark.
$1
billion? No, I'm sorry, that's Frozen.
I was like, Frozen just passed that. How the hell did The Lego Movie do it? That's incredible.
The Lego Movie has made $209.3 million in 4 weeks. Number two, Son of God, making $26.5 million. And number one, Don't Stop It, Won't Stop It, Nonstop, making $30
million. Yeah, number one movie, man. Knocked Lego Movie out. I really thought Lego Movie was going to get that fourth week in a row, number one, man.
Yeah, me too. But hey, they're on track to beat Frozen's numbers. In just 4 short weeks, it's made $209 million. Domestically, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, Frozen's at 388.7 mm-hmm. in 15 weeks, still in the top 10, which is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Hey, it's did crazy. You go see the Son of God movie? I know we haven't gotten to like what are you watching section, but I just gotta know.
Well, you're just gonna have to wait. You're gonna have to wait and see.
I want to talk about it.
Can't do it. Not yet.
I just want to know if you saw it.
No.
If you didn't, then we're going to talk about it later.
We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
But now, I think you're just trying to stall.
No, what? Why would I stall?
Because it's voiceovers right with Doug Time!
Oh, voiceover audition! Doug!
Now, you have heard me say that this is my favorite part of the week. It's ridiculous. Now, I will say that this came down to the wire. I had writer's block for this entire week, and I did not come up with this script until about an hour before the show.
Mm-hmm.
I could not think of something to do. It was ridiculous. And then I was making dinner tonight, and I was like, oh, I know. So today, Doug will be auditioning for a demented magician. As a demented magician for an upcoming video game. Our character is in a mental warm performing his latest act right before he goes off the hinges. You ready for this?
Questions. One, what the hell is this game about? Like, I've read the script. Tell me what the game's about.
I don't know. All I know is that there's a hero and a villain, and this is one of the villains, and this is just a scene that I wrote. I have an idea of what the game would be about in my head. But
I'm just trying to figure out like what type of game this is. Like what is this? One, because that is important to the character that ends up being like.
I know, but we're just taking a scene from this.
I know.
I am not building the entire game.
Is it like cartoony silly or is it like dark?
You know, this is dark. It's like Cable Guy dark.
Okay, all right. dated reference. Thank you. Let me hop in my time machine with Terminator and go back to 1994.
It's a good movie, though. Okay, so I mean, you have the idea of the guy, right?
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, if it's wrong, I'm going to tell you because
this may just come out sounding like the Joker. I don't know. He's demented. It's like the first thing that comes to my mind is the Joker. So
okay,
we'll see
what but happens. He's got a lisp.
I know, which is going to be really hard to work into it since you didn't write it with a lisp.
Well, of course I did write it with a lisp.
You wrote one word that has like a lisp. It's not even a lisp, it's a speech impediment.
Okay.
And it's like the only part that has like a...
I didn't have time to write it all in, okay?
I was like, I'm reading it going, didn't he say there was supposed to be a lisp? Like, where is... I don't see it in the...
I thought you would be smart enough to be able to do it.
I just figured you just ditched that idea entirely.
No, we're doing... you have to do lisp. That's how I envisioned it in my head.
It's going to come and go. It's going to be one of those where it's like, do you really have that, or are you just putting it on? It's part of your crazy craziness.
All right, I will play the warden. I only have one line.
Yeah, actually, you have two lines, but only one is
the warden. I have two lines. One is the warden, and one is an inmate. So,
yep.
Here we go. Okay, Mike. Now I'm trusting you that after 5 years of a padded room and good behavior, you'll be able to be trusted with putting on this show.
Of course, Warden. I just want to show everyone a good time. Make some people happy.
This is totally Joker.
I know. Hello, everyone.
That's really Joker. It's like almost to the T.
It's
Joker.
Way too much Joker.
Maybe we'll go deeper with it.
I don't know if I can. Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to the greatest show you will ever see.
That's more like it.
Okay.
My name is Magic Mike. No, not like the movie. They stole the name from me. I'm currently in a legal battle with the executive producers in Hollywood. Today, I will mesmerize your eyes in a spectacle that will tickle your
spectacle that will tickle your spectacle. That's actually the line.
Okay. Yes!
Spectacle. Wait, spectacle. Man, this is... I can't believe that just sounds... Okay.
Today, I will mesmerize your eyes with the spectacle that will tickle your spectacle. I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. Someone guess it. You, sir. Guess a number.
3.
He guessed it. Wait, no. You think of a number from 1 to 10. I had it backwards. Silly me, I'm a bit rusty. It's been a while. Ah, forget it. It's moving on. Who has seen the classic trick of a rabbit being pulled from a hat? Yes, well, today you will see a hat being pulled from a rabbit.
So dumb.
Who has ever seen a woman cut in half? Yes. Who has seen flowers turn to fire? Today I will make this entire building burn. For today I will make you all disappear with death! I have returned! I will destroy anyone and anything that stands in my way. I will get my revenge on you, Sledge.
Sledge? Who the fuck is Sledge?
Why are you breaking it, man?
Sorry. Don't tell me who Sledge is. I thought maybe it was a typo.
This is the end of... Okay. This is your big moment.
I have returned. I will destroy anyone and anything that stands in my way. I will get my revenge on you, Sledge. I will see you die. I will show this city the biggest illusion of them all. You! I am the greatest magician the world has ever seen. I am Magic Mike! Not the dancer, you asshole.
We went more serious. We went more serious on that one. So... I don't know. Maybe we should start asking people if you got the job.
Yeah.
We should start
asking
the audience.
Maybe I didn't get that job, but I probably would have scored another job with that.
You would have gotten the Joker.
Yeah. Making it go deeper was not a good idea. I think it kind of...
Maybe the... Let's just redo it. Let's just... Let's reread.
Oh, God. Oh, God. My voice.
Okay. Well, we want to give away... That one was a rough one. I'm going to admit it right now. I'm not afraid to say that that one probably was going to be someone... Someone's going to probably mock us on the internet for that one.
That's fine.
It's okay. They all can't be... I enjoy them.
See, this is... you wanted there to be a lisp, but it was hard to keep the lisp going because it's just... I'm thinking about too many other things instead of
listen, you can't get every job.
I get it. Those first few seconds, they heard it and they thought I was auditioning for a Joker. I may have gotten it, but
you may have gotten Joker.
That's right. I'll get a callback for a Joker like role, but I won't get that one. I'm not getting Magic Mike.
All right, let's give away a game. Let's make up for that terrible script I wrote.
Okay.
All right. So last week we did a big old interview with Film Riot. Ryan Connolly, and we're going to give away a game.
That's right.
Called The Witcher 2.
Assassins of Kings, the Enhanced Edition.
So how do we win this game? Easy. Listen to part 2 of the interview with Ryan Connolly, and I want you to Twitter, email, or Facebook me the idea that I pitched him for the sequel to something, to his proximity film.
Right. So we kind of want, as much detail as you can give in 140 characters. We realize that there's a limit, but try to kind of hit the main point of what the pitch was. So,
all right. Do that and let us know.
Yep. And first one to let us know wins a copy of Witcher 2 for Steam.
Awesome. Now let's get into some gaming news.
Let's do it.
All right, so Steam family sharing is now available to everybody. If you don't know what Steam is, Steam is a pretty much like Xbox Live for PC. That's the easiest way to say it. It has more users than any of the consoles put together. So,
yeah.
So you are able to share your entire gaming library with your friends now. So pretty much digitally, I can tell Doug, hey man, I got this game that you really need to play. It's amazing. Do you have it? Oh, no, I don't have... This is my Doug impression. Oh, no, I don't have it. And so...
I'm British.
That's how I hear
you. This is the best day of my life.
And so I go, okay, Doug, I'm going to share that game with you. And you're like, oh, my gosh, I don't have money. This is going to be the greatest game I've ever played. Thank you so much, Jeremy. Grovel at your feet. Kiss your toes. And... that's how that would go.
Mm-hmm.
So you can now share up to 5 users, give them your account. And while you're online, but not playing any games, you have to be logged in. You can play anything in my collection. And when I do go to play a game, it's going to alert you and say you have 5 minutes left to finish up playing your game right now and save your progress or purchase the game in order to keep playing. So it's a good way to, it's a good marketing ploy to try to get you to buy more games because if somebody's on all the time, you can't finish the game. But these are full games that you can play. You can play anything in my collection or in somebody else's collection and beat it, play all the DLC and everything. It's pretty, pretty spectacular.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's like, it's kind of like just giving your friend a game, essentially. Like, hey, man, I got this game for the Xbox. You want to play?
Yeah, you want to borrow it?
Yeah, sure. Here you go. It's awesome, and then up to 10 computers, it's sweet. The only downfall is that you have to either give your friend your password, your login info.
Yeah, that's one thing that what I did was I logged in via a client, and I put in the information myself, and then authorized the computer, logged back out, and then there you go. So.
Yeah.
If you trust people enough, here's the other thing. You got to trust the people you give this to because if they cheat, it's going to reflect on your account because you're the one who owns the game and you will get banned from that game.
Yep. Any cheat or fraud conducted is on you if your friend does it. It's not an excuse.
Mm-hmm. So. Are you excited for Titanfall? I know you don't have an Xbox One, but you do have a PC. Are you planning on playing this?
I have not really seen much on it. I know that people who did like the beta and stuff really enjoyed it and thought it was fun. So I'm not rushing to get it. But you know, we'll see.
It'll be It'll definitely be a console mover for the Xbox One. I am going to pick it up for the PC. Now, this thing has been taunted as the one. I mean, it's already out there in publication. Call of Duty killer.
Yeah.
And here's what I'm thinking, that everybody is looking for something different from the COD franchise. This is one of the original developers of the COD franchise of Modern Warfare and Modern Warfare 2. And so it looks, at first I said, nah, I'm not into it, because then they announced bots, and bots are going to be into the multiplayer aspect of the game, and it's only 6-on-6. But after watching a lot of the gameplay, it looks so fresh, and it just invigorated my whole thinking of the game, and it just, like, I was just like, oh, I'm so excited. So I'm very excited to get into this game. I'm very excited to try it. It looks it has the same kind of pacing as COD as far as speed, the kills and stuff like that. It's not like a Battlefield 4 where it takes forever to kill somebody, or a Halo.
Yeah.
And so it looks very fast paced, and it looks very, very balanced. Even if you get a Titan, it looks like you can be, of course you'll get mowed down by one, but it doesn't look like it's going to take forever to take one out. And it looks like it's going to be a lot of mech on mech action. So how can you say no to guns, mechs, and sex?
Wait, there's sex in the game? No one told me that.
There's not. That should just be.
I was almost going to get it, and then you talked me out of it.
So, anyways, the Titanfall beta. There was a big, big, big story about this, that the graphics just sucked in the beta. Okay, and they were just like, what is the? It just looks terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But they were compressed to 25%.
Well, it's a little confusing, this story, because it says they say beta was full res textures. Alpha was reduced to 25.
Yeah. Alpha was, man, I just confused myself.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah. So I think people that were part of the alphas, or they're complaining about
alpha. Okay.
Alpha. And they're like, oh, this looks like crap. And then they're like, dude, it's compressed by 25%. Like,
once again, I have screwed up a story.
25%. Not by 25%. To 25%.
Once again, I have screwed up a story. I apologize to anyone listening.
So they're saying the leak pics originally posted don't represent the game, that the beta was full res, and I think everyone thought it looked great when it actually came out. So
moving on.
Yeah. Botch that one.
Botch that one up. Man, that was going so good. Anyways, let's go pitch something. Done with this show. All right, so The Matrix was just announced as a rumor, of course, for us to get a follow-up. I wanted to go ahead and kind of pitch the new series.
You know what? I took Harry Potter last week because I'm into Harry Potter. You want this movie to happen, so you get to pitch it.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I need somewhere to go. What are we going to do?
Well, okay, apparently if this is going to be like a prequel, like The Fall of Man, who are the characters and why is the man falling?
Okay, so let's just say that Google is the bad guy here.
Okay.
Because they just purchased a new company that specializes in robotics. So let's just say that. What they buy? They bought that DARPA place. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
The one with the running dog, the robot running dog, and like the spider that can climb over everything.
Oh man, fuck that spider thing.
And like the jumping thing that can jump as high as a building and all that shit.
What?
Yeah.
They have a thing that could jump as high as a building?
Yes.
Why is Google buying it?
I don't know. But that's. It's like an advanced robotics company, and Google's like, okay, I'll take it.
So, are you pitching a movie, or are you pitching the actual end of the world? This is how it's really going to go down.
Okay, so it's kind of both. Okay, so Google, of course, they work on computer systems and UIs and AI. And so they, I'm kind of pitching this real world. So so Google just F's up because they're like, let's put the AI in the robots and let's see what happens. It'll be great for the military. And they give them guns. And so it kind of follows that narrative to where one company, kind of like Skynet, just really screws up, because who else is going to build advanced computers and stuff like that, you know, other than a huge company. So I think that we'll see the harvesters, and you know, the harvesters will probably be around because of the fact that they're picking all and they're doing all the farming for the humans. Okay. So I think that's where the harvesters came from.
Okay.
And so that, so of course, let's see, who else was there? What kind of other characters were there? The Sentinels. The Sentinels were a military operation, to police the world, and they would sent over, and you know, they're so strong and everything that they could just, they go in where soldiers just can't.
Okay.
So I think that's where those came from. I think the middle of, like, the end of the movie, you see, would just be Google Hangouts. Would, you know, the end of the the end of the third movie,
mm-hmm.
Was just the, you didn't see it and its name wasn't there, but that was just Google's headquarters. The AI, oh, okay. that's where they live. So that's where I'm going with it. And the reason why the Matrix exists, and the reason why that it's so hackable, is because it's just an Android operating system.
Oh, that's funny. If you have an Android, you're dumb.
I didn't say all that. I just said, well, I kind of did, didn't I?
Enjoy your viruses. But on the other side, thank you for existing, because you're going to make it really easy to hack into the Matrix later. So mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
But seriously.
Time to check in. Android.
The Galaxy. Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
So that's my pitch. I don't know about...
Okay, who's your cast, though? Who are you going to hire for this? Who do you want to be in your movie?
Okay. Damn, that's a tough one, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's a really tough one. Okay, I'm going to take... Benedict Cumberbatch.
All right, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Good
choice. He's a good choice for everything. Okay. Good guy or bad guy?
Google bad head, guy. Head of Google.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
I'm going to take... give me... Also, I want... Ooh, I know who I want.
All right. You forgot their name, didn't you?
Hmm? No.
You're totally not IMDb-ing somebody right now, are you?
No.
Of course not.
Okay, oh, I want Kevin Spacey.
Oh, well, duh.
Okay.
Obviously.
I want Kevin Spacey, and he's going to be kind of the mentor.
Okay,
good guy mentor. Okay. Kind of taking that whole role of Morpheus, kind of, you know.
All right, his name is Porpheus.
His name is By the way, just a little side note, Kevin Spacey came out at the Oscars as a presenter and went into House of Cards character.
That's awesome.
He was like... Well, it's nice to be away from Washington.
Yeah, be here with my friends in Hollywood.
Yeah, it's awesome. Okay, and then the lead actor, I want...
Still not...
Tom Hardy.
Okay. All right. Main guy, good guy?
Main guy, good guy.
He's going to be our Neo of the movie?
He's going to be our Neo.
All right, so love interest.
Oh God!
Do you go J-Law? Do you go Jennifer Lawrence?
No.
Do you go, because he's a little bit, he's not necessarily older, but you know, you kind of feel like maybe you'd have an older woman, kind of like how was it Carrie Moss? You know, she's a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
So do you go like Amy Adams?
That seems like the way too easy of a
it
choice.
Maybe. Or do you want to go someone a little less well-known? Kind of bring in someone a little under the radar. Because you got Spacey, you've got Tom Hardy, and you've got Benedict Cumberbatch, right? I mean, right off
the bat. You know who I want?
A bunch of A-listers.
Ooh, oh, man. What's her name? I want... oh, they just got a divorce.
That means nothing to me.
Oh, come on. He was a singer, and he sang the Get Naked song. Where everybody at? Josie would know this. Everybody.
What, are you talking about Robin Thicke?
Yes, Robin Thicke.
Okay, so you want his wife?
Yeah, I want his wife, Paula Patton. Paula Patton. Look her up.
Okay, I'm looking it up right now.
She's unknown, right? But she's a little bit older. And I think she would look good dirty.
What is she? Is she in anything? Has she been in anything? Or is she one of those people who's like not?
No, she's been in stuff.
Is she? I don't really recognize her.
Let's see. Let's pull up her IMDb.
Yeah, everyone. This is what Jason absolutely hates is when we IMDb stuff live on the show. All
right, she's in Mission Impossible 5. She's in Warcraft. She's in. Baggage Claim, Two Guns. She's in Two Guns. She's one of the leads. She's been in a lot of stuff. Deja Vu, yeah. Hitch.
Yeah, I recognize her from Precious.
So,
I think it's one of the few movies I've actually, because I didn't see Deja Vu, I didn't see Two Guns. So Two Guns
was pretty good. You should see it.
I didn't even see Mission Impossible 5 or 4.
Wow, you're really missing out.
Yeah, I need to get caught up on this.
So that's my cast.
All right.
What do you think?
No, I like it. I dig it. And then Michael B. Jordan, just for good measure. You need the kid.
Yeah, we'll put him in there. He'll die, though, because he's black. That's just Hollywood. That's not me being racist. That's just Hollywood.
Yeah, this is how it works. I mean,
you gotta follow the trends. Actor,
you're gonna die in a movie. I mean, I think he died already in a couple of movies he's been in, but who's counting? Gotta pay your dues, bro. All
right. Well, that's our movie for The Matrix, the new series. I hope you guys like it. I think it sounds cool.
Yeah, I mean, it may work. If they make it like that and they use those casting, we got to sue for some money or something.
Seriously. They already stole our Jurassic Park idea.
That, I know. Freaking A, man.
Well, speaking of Jurassic Park, let's see what you're watching.
Okay.
Are you watching closely?
I wish that the camera would go to you, but unfortunately, since my since it's busting out from my mic,
yeah,
it always stays on me, and I don't do anything. I don't dance like you do.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
All right, Doug, I took it over last week. You go first.
Alrighty, I'll try to make this short. I beat Walking Dead season one finally. It was awesome as balls. Great story. Oh my god, it was such a good game.
Are balls really that awesome?
Apparently, that's what I hear. I don't know. It's just...
I mean, they hang to the floor.
No.
Do they wobble when they want? Anyways.
Do yours hang to the floor? Because I'm pretty sure they're not supposed to. If they are, you need to go get that checked out. Immediately.
Halfway to the floor.
Yeah, so you should probably still get that checked out. All right, so Walking Dead, that was good. What am I watching? Let's see. Oh, I went and saw the rated R recut version of Anchorman 2.
Meh.
like the stuff they added. They added some good stuff, but I feel that they also took out some good stuff in to make like room for it. If I could take both movies and then like combine them to where they didn't have to take out really good stuff to make room for some other stuff that maybe wasn't as good, but then take some stuff that was good from the second part, like mix them together, it would be a great movie. But I feel like they made two mediocre movies with each having really good jokes, but just like you could have meshed them together and made a phenomenally just hilarious movie, and they didn't. They just made one that was like, you know, PG-13 rated, and then they made one that was R. Hmm. And yet they could have just mixed them together. So
okay.
And then I've been watching a show on Netflix called An Idiot Abroad. It's from Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant. It's like a documentary comedy sort of show. They send the first season, they send their friend Carl Plinkton, who was also in Ricky Gervais' show, Eric, which is also really good if you haven't seen it. But he is just a guy, like, he is just stuck in his ways, kind of just doesn't care for anything. He's just, he likes the way things are, and he doesn't like change. So what they do is they send him to see the seven wonders of the world. So they send him to the Great Wall of China. They send him to, oh my gosh, was it Jesus? It's the Jesus statue in Rio de Janeiro. I forget what it's called. They send him to the pyramids and to Jordan, and they send him all these awesome places. And it's just funny because he is just miserable the whole time. And then he says things that are borderline offensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's because, like, he just doesn't care. And I don't think he knows that he's necessarily being offensive. And it's just, it's so funny. And then, meanwhile, Ricky Gervais, like, he says at the very beginning of the, like, the very first episode, is like, pretty much, this is the most expensive and elaborate prank I've ever played. Because he'll send him to go do this, like, hey, he tells him, hey, you're filming a travel show.
Mm-hmm.
And then he makes him do ridiculous stuff.
Huh.
Like, to get the experience. Like, so instead of putting him in a nice hotel, he stays, like, in just the shithole hotel, like the shittiest one they can find. And then when he's, like, in Jordan, they make him, like, ride camelback across the desert for a whole day and then stay, like, in a tent with some, like, nomads in the desert. It's insane. It's so funny because he's just miserable, and it's so funny because he's so miserable. But he's, like, miserable because he's, like, choosing to be that way almost. Second season, they make him do a bucket list stuff, so they make him they keep trying to get him to bungee jump, swim with sharks. He does all this crazy stuff, and he's doing this amazing things where, like, you and I would just be like, oh my gosh, please, I want to go do that. And he just is, like, miserable and hates it. Like, he climbs to the top of Mount Fuji, and he's like, oh, this is, it took him like a day and a half to do it, right? So he gets there, he's like, the sun is rising, he's seeing it, it's gorgeous, and he's like, oh, this is so beautiful, I feel like shite. he takes something that's so cool and then just bitches about it, and it's so funny. And then just Stephen Merchant, Ricky Gervais just being unrelenting to him and just being making fun of him. Like, they call him up and just bitch him out about, like, stuff. It's so funny.
And what's the name of the show?
An Idiot Abroad.
Huh.
And it is third season, is only 3 episodes long, but they make him do it again, and they make him take Warwick Davis with him. Warwick Davis, as you may know, played Wicket the Ewok in Star Wars. He was Professor Flitwick in Harry Potter. Pretty much, if you need a small actor, he's kind of the one that does it.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a ton of movies. But they make him take him along, and it's so funny because he just says things where you're just like, that is so offensive. And, like, Warwick just looks at him like, what? You can't say that. And he's, like, saying stuff, like, down to him, to his face, and it's just like, I'm standing right here. Like, God, don't. What is wrong with you? It's so funny. And then reading, I haven't really read much. I finished reading The King in Yellow because I've been watching True Detective, and I'm really curious how that's going to play into the show because it's cray cray.
Well, so sounds that, like
that's like, it.
Yeah, you got some good stuff going on.
Yeah, check out An Idiot Abroad. I swear you will not be disappointed. It's so funny.
It's just called An Idiot Abroad, or?
An Idiot Abroad.
An Idiot
Abroad. And it's on Netflix, so.
Okay. Well, sir, very cool. Okay. I have finally beaten Arkham Origins.
And just in time, because the DLC comes out later this month.
I don't know if I'm going to get into that.
Or maybe it's next month.
Man, that was tough. That was a tough game. I loved it, though. It was great.
It was so good. The fights with, like, Bane were just the worst.
It was the worst thing ever. I hated it. I just was like, this is ridiculous. And I am looking forward to the new game that is going to be announced here in early March. And I really hope they kind of reinvent the wheel. I love the fact that the games haven't changed much, but I do want a different kind of boss system instead of just the normal dodge out of the way. Here we go.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's true. What I really loved about this game, though, was the detective stuff. I want them to bring that back into the new game.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That stuff.
Yeah.
That stuff was cool.
Now he must have come through to the left.
Yeah.
When he came
and then,
over.
Like, just the reversing of the crime scene stuff
yeah.
was great.
That was ingenious. So, other than that, I watched House of Cards. Been watching House of Cards.
Oh,
got
yeah,
through
yeah,
season
you are.
One. I'm 4 episodes into season 2. It's incredible. I'm glad that you guys suggested it. It's awesome. And
I'm
watched.
You, what was like when we were talking to Ryan? You know, I mentioned that I'd finished, and he was like, "Oh, I'm jealous of you." I was like, "Where are you at?" And he was like, "Well, I watched the first episode." And I was like, "That's all that matters. You watched the first episode of season 2. Like that, literally,
mind blown.
Oh, it is the best season opener." Ever.
So
I don't think
crazy.
I've ever seen a show with a first episode like that.
It's nuts.
Blew my mind.
And I just watched tonight. I watched 40 First Dates.
50 First Dates.
I give up.
Oh my gosh.
All right, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
That is so funny.
Be sure to.
You didn't go see the Jesus movie?
No.
Okay. Way to ruin it.
Did you?
No. But what I noticed today.
Are you
going to
make a joke out of this?
No. What I'm like really curious is that I was looking it up because I was like, okay, you know, it did pretty well. It was number 2, right?
Uh huh.
So I wanted to see. I was like, man, I wonder who played Jesus, because there's some people complaining, you know, oh, we got a pretty Jesus. He's a pretty Jesus, blah, blah, blah. He's from, like, Portugal or something like that.
Okay.
I think that's what I was curious about. Like, who is he? He and, like, most of the cast were the same people from the Bible series.
Yeah.
From the History Channel or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
And so is this, like, a continuation? Like, what is this?
They actually took some of the scenes from that show and put it into the movie, from what I understand.
So that's what I was curious about, because, again, like, I mean, it was him and, like, all of his disciples were all of, like, the same people, and I was just like, did they just take stuff that they didn't film from the Bible series and make it into a movie, or did, like, they film it with these people, like, hey, you know what, we should just film a movie, and then just took them into, just kept filming and made a movie? I was just curious, because, again, it was, just, like, the entire same cast with a few people here and there different, but I just noticed that today and was just wondering if you, because I know you watched the Bible series.
I didn't watch the movie yet, so.
But you did watch the Bible series on History Channel, right?
One episode so far.
Huh?
One episode.
Yeah. One episode.
Listen, I got a busy schedule. I'm trying to fit it in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was just my question: is if there was any.
They are the same. They're all. I'm not sure how it works, but. Okay. But ask Jason. Jason will know.
Yeah, Jason, let me know tomorrow. Just post. Just tell me something on Facebook.
All right, folks, that's it for our show. We have really screwed up this show. Well, I have. I'm gonna have to edit some stuff here in post.
You know, if you just like didn't say that we messed it up, people wouldn't think that we messed it up. If you don't like bring it to light that we just totally bombed the show, then people won't know that we bombed the show.
Well, if you actually address it, then you're not trying to hide it, and people respect it because of the fact that you can say that you sucked.
Except that now you're going to go edit all of it out.
Even this. I'm going to redo this. All right, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
There you go. You got this. Huh? Got it. You can do it. You
okay.
can do
okay.
it.
Okay.
Push
okay.
Through.
One more take.
Push through.
All right, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, Facebook at Real Talk Film. Retweet us, chat us, promote us, and remember to beware of Alfred. Fuck!
Oh my God. Here. You said that, and okay. So you said chat and promote us, and then I'll say, and don't forget about our Game of Thrones giveaway on our website. You can check out more information there.
So unprofessional.
And then you say,
and remember to beware of Elfrinet.
I'll do it.
No, no, I can do this. Okay. I'm going to redeem myself.
All right.
And remember, beware of alphabet grenades. If you throw them, it could spell disaster.
You should get the clap. This is where you should get the applause drop. Yay!
All right, guys. Yay! I'm out of here.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a shameful, shameful day.
This will be up sometime tomorrow, maybe.
Maybe. We may never even post this. We may just go to 61 and a half.